103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Wow. Am I the jerk for not liking the gift, aka the engagement ring you got me over the holidays?
Yeesh. All right.
Awkward.
Yeah. Very.
All right. So, Simone wrote into the show.
Morning, Simone.
Simone wants to know if she's a jerk for not liking the engagement ring she was gifted. She said, my boyfriend of 3 years proposed on Christmas this year.
Congrats.
My family and I were so excited.
Right. That's what I felt.
As soon as he proposed, I shouted, yes, and grabbed the ring and put it on. I didn't even give him a chance to put it on me.
She's like, boy, I've been waiting.
Well, when I finally calmed down and looked at the ring, I realized I didn't like it at all.
Well, I mean.
Yeah. Started thinking about the fact that I have to wear this for the rest of my life. And I couldn't believe that he picked out a ring that I wouldn't like. We looked at rings online. I told him what I wanted. Not even close to anything I showed him. So now I have the awkward position of telling him that I don't like the ring. He says I'm completely ungrateful. And my family would be so disappointed if I told them. But the reality is, I don't like the ring he bought me for Christmas. An engagement ring. And I want to exchange it.
Hey, I mean, it's a big purchase.
Is she the jerk for not liking the ring?
Yeah.
The engagement ring that she was given over Christmas. Because you do have to think about it. I was like, you're getting a tattoo and I'm picking it and it's on you forever. And you're like, here's what I like. Can you pick one I like? And I'm like, sure.
Yeah, I got you.
And then I came back with something completely opposite of what you asked, and it's now on your body for the rest of your life.
See, that's not a good analogy for me, though, because you can take the ring off. You can't take the tattoo off.
Can you take the ring off?
Yes, you can definitely get it.
I mean, you do, but you're not supposed
to. You can get a different ring and be like, no, that's my wedding ring, but I don't want to lose it, so I'm going to get a different ring, and blah, blah, blah. You could finesse and say something like that. You could be like, I'm going to cover this tattoo because I want to protect it underneath the new tattoo I'm going to get. You feel me?
So no.
The tattoo just doesn't work in my brain for whatever reason.
A marriage isn't as permanent as a tattoo. Is that what you're getting at?
No. Well, and for a lot of people, no. It isn't for a lot of people. But gee, dog.
I think the question is, jerk for not liking the engagement ring?
You don't make that distinction.
And telling them that.
You're the jerk for telling him that. You're definitely the jerk for telling him that because you don't really get to like decide. Yeah, y'all could look at something together, but it's his choice to make. It's his ring to pick. And
which
honestly,
is so wacky because you're wearing it.
Well, yeah, you're the one
which is
wearing
so funny
it.
About engagement rings.
Well, then pick it. Mm-hmm. If you're that
She's
particular.
Saying they looked at stuff.
Y'all didn't look well
they
enough, clearly.
It.
Y'all did not look well enough. I knew the ring my wife wanted. I showed up with the right ring. I did my job. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to tell you.
And that's why you're not in this predicament, see? This guy did not.
You kidding me? Listen, Simone is going to want a new ring in a couple years anyway when she wants to add another band. And now I want to renew our vows in 15 years and in 25.
Some people do. They just keep adding on.
Man, eventually she's going to have a whole ring. She's going to look like Thanos. Listen, that's one ring of many to come, Ma. You are the jerk for telling him because now you done took that beautiful moment and squashed this man's feelings.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, bro, you the jerk. Yes.
So you think she's the jerk?
100%.
Not liking the engagement ring and telling him.
Would you would like to not be engaged? What you trying to do?
Maybe. I get you.
I mean, that's just me personally. I'm going like, if you really feel that badly about it,
yeah.
Y'all should have picked a different ring. And I get it. I respect you for, you know, having the cojones to say something and go, I don't like it. And maybe y'all can switch it. But there's a different way to do it, man. And you had to do that later.
Is
you
she
did that
the
too
jerk
soon.
For not liking the ring? Or... is she just keeping it honest? Or not the jerk for being honest? 414-533-1037. Simone got a proposal on Christmas. Got so excited, accepted, and then looked at the ring and went, wait, I don't even like this ring.
Wait, did Santa not tell you what I... did Santa not give you my list? Hold on. This ain't the ring I wanted, Santa.
Is she the jerk for telling her fiance, I don't like the ring. I want another one. We'll take your calls next.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Simone wants to know if she's the jerk because she got a proposal on Christmas from her boyfriend of 3 years and said yes and then looked at the ring and was like, I don't like this ring.
I don't like the ring, though.
I told him what I wanted and this was not it.
Yes, but no to the ring. She literally said yes, but no to the ring.
I'll marry you, but you better get a different ring.
I'm sorry I didn't mean to cackle like that, but dog, the imagery in my brain, bro.
Carrie is in Grafton this morning. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Wow. You are the first official Am I the Jerk caller of 2024.
Ooh, big honors.
Woo! Started off. First time caller, so it's very exciting.
Wow.
First. Let's go.
Starting the new year right. Okay, Carrie, is Simone a jerk for not liking the ring and telling him she doesn't like the ring?
Be honest.
Absolutely not the jerk.
Duh, for real? Hold on.
No,
now you gotta explain.
Absolutely not the jerk. Listen. First-hand experience here. Not with an engagement ring, but it definitely set up for not having the disaster with the engagement ring.
Got it. The promise
so
ring.
When my husband and I were dating our first Christmas together, he had asked me my preferences on different jewelry and things like that, and I was very specific about things I did not like.
Mm-hmm.
And on Christmas, I opened up this necklace that was heinous.
It was one of the things you said you didn't want.
He asked me exactly what I didn't like, and he was like, I know you said you didn't like this, but like, this is the reason I got it, and it was like
it
very
spoke
symbolic
to me.
And very sweet, but no.
But you never rock it, right?
So then what happened? Right. Did you get rid of it?
So I sat on it for like a day, and I'm like, oh my God, like, I get why he got it, and he's such a sweetheart, but I cannot wear this thing. Like, it is.
See?
I wore it for a day and I was like,
You're like, no, I hate
see,
it.
And now it just sits in a box and it becomes a beautiful present that you'll never touch because it doesn't sit with your style.
And, and so I told him, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, but I really, really hate it in every way, shape, and form. And I love you, but I really hate it.
So this is why you're coming up with Not the Jerk, because you've done the same thing.
But a necklace and an engagement ring are two different things.
An engagement ring is worse.
True.
Oh, yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Touché.
The necklace you can take off.
But he was what I told him, though, right away, because he was like, I'm still in the return window. Let's pick something you love.
Okay, now y'all speaking my language.
You know what you should have said to him? You should have been like, you know what I love? Men that listen.
Right?
And when I told you the first time what I wanted, you should have listened.
Leave my mans alone.
He's
trying.
Is there a guy on return that listens?
She could have not got a ring at all. So, I mean, let's be honest here. You know what I'm saying?
True. You're
just being honest and being like,
that's
look, I love you. I don't like the thing you picked. Yes. That doesn't mean anything, you know?
It's a moral dilemma, though. You're like, I'm trying to be honest, but I'm trying not to hurt someone's feelings, but I hate the thing.
If their relationship is strong enough, they can go. They can get through this. They can, whether she's the jerk or not, no matter how it's decided. Right now, she's not, apparently, according to Carrie.
Okay. Well, there's other people on the phone. Hold on.
All right.
We appreciate you, Kay. We will talk to you tomorrow for day two, okay?
Bye, Carrie.
Have a good one.
You too, bye.
Yeah, sure, you ready for this? Destiny is up next. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Trouble's in the house.
This guy, my poor man. I'm gonna come on here and gonna say, well, that's all he could afford. Well, guess what? He should have waited for next year's Christmas then, and afforded the one she. I wish I would give my wife the ring she didn't want.
Oh, so you're actually saying not the jerk if you complain then?
Nah, she not the jerk. No.
What?
We didn't go to the restaurant to get seafood, and then all of a sudden you didn't get no seafood. Come on now.
Now you give them pasta, and you're like, surprise. You're like, but I thought I asked for seafood.
Man.
That's what I'm saying, DZ.
Oh.
You wrong, G.
Oh.
You started off your year wrong, bro.
Oh, Destiny, no. It's all you, Mama. I thought you was on my side. What is going on right now?
I'm impressed. Bro. Good
bro.
Call.
Listen, the fact that he went and bought a ring, engaged. What it does? I don't even know money is a factor.
What were y'all do looking? Why were y'all looking at rings together? Then if you weren't gonna buy the one, she wanted.
He wasn't listening.
He must not have been paying attention, or she didn't point out the ring she wanted and went, "I like rings like this and like this." And he thought he got something like that, and it was not.
Ugh. No, he didn't. He said, this is what I could afford. We're going to get this and you're going to like it.
Hey, well, then at that point, honestly, y'all going to glow up together. One day you're going to afford that ring that you couldn't afford one day.
Come on, y'all got to build together.
I'm not going to start 2024 off arguing with y'all.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, DC came
on the show. If my wife buys me something I don't like, I'm going to be like, look, babe, like you already know that.
You wouldn't wear it.
No.
See?
Right.
It's like, it's the moral dilemma of the whole am I the jerk, DZ. You're not supposed to say that, but nobody likes it. Nobody's wearing it, so you might as well say something. And somebody's feelings are going to
wear it too, so everybody's going to be like, oh, look it. And then they're all lying to you because they really don't like it either.
That's why he's the jerk, see?
Oh, so y'all are all just fake.
He's the jerk for making her wear something she doesn't like.
Ooh, no. We ain't going to flip this. We ain't going to flip this on this.
That's a good one. All right,
Destiny, you tripping.
Not the jerk. Thanks for calling.
Wow. I do.
I know you couldn't relate it to the tattoo, but it's for me, it's like anything I'm supposed to have the rest of my life, no thank you if I don't like it. Vanessa's in Milwaukee.
It's not even the actual wedding ring. It's the engagement ring. You know what happens when you actually wed? You change rings.
Well, I didn't change rings.
Some people do. Most people do.
No, I just added one.
One's in. Well, there you go. Add the one you want
now.
It's
just a band added up to next to my engagement ring.
This is wild to me, man. Right.
I didn't buy a whole set and blop. That's how they really get you.
Oh, you need a whole set.
Then you're going to need the engagement band in 5 years, and you're going to need this in 10.
And if you don't bring it back every 6 months for cleaning.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, dog.
All right, Vanessa is in Milwaukee. Let's talk to her last. Vanessa.
Hi.
Good morning.
You going with
me or DZ?
Which...
I am going with she is a total jerk.
Thank you.
Because if I were him, I would be like, you're ungrateful and I'm not going to marry you. Because it's not, marriage is not based on a ring, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the whole, you know, you got to wear it. But I mean, if anything, she could just act like she lost it or something and then he has to replace
Vanessa did.
Okay, now that's not shady.
You do not tell him.
No, you're lying. Come on.
You do not tell him.
Why not?
Vanessa said, make a blood oath with yourself, throw the ring, and then say somebody stole it.
I don't know. I'm just saying, you don't tell a man that, though. That's wrong.
Dude,
you know
what? That's demoralizing.
You're right.
Now he's
going
to doubt every decision.
Right? Just resent him forever for it. You're right. Better choice.
He should be happy. He wants to marry you. Like, that's all. You should just be happy and grateful for it. And say he couldn't afford it. That just goes to show, like, would you stick beside him in, like, hard times and struggle times? Because you're basing off a ring? I don't know. It's different for me.
We got a text that said, absolutely not the jerk because an engagement ring is a gift, in all caps, they said. And guilt tripping because someone doesn't like a gift is BS.
Man, see, that sounds like they're saying not the jerk, but calling him a jerk at the same time.
And then somebody else said, oh, then he replaces it with the same ugly ring, Vanessa.
I don't think she's a jerk for not liking it. Okay, she's a jerk for telling him.
Yeah, like, there you go.
You don't have to like something. Okay, you know, but still, like, that was a gift, and I just think that she could have kept her mouth quiet.
And you do also replace it
when you get married. So,
I don't know. Who are these? What are these people selling you guys? You guys are buying whole new sets when you get married? I don't understand.
Yeah, my best friend bought a whole new set for her. He bought her a whole new ring.
Some people got money.
What the hell?
And he upgraded. Like, she didn't at first. She was, like, okay with the first one. She still said yes because she loves him. And then he upgraded later when he could get the one that she wants.
That she wants. See?
And we don't even know if it's, like, how it looks. It could be similar. It could be a little bit smaller.
There's a difference between a small ring and a ring you don't like. She's talking about a small ring. She didn't say anything about the price.
She didn't
say anything about the size. Yeah. She said she didn't like the way
it looked.
She just did not like it. If you don't love him and it's about money, I don't know if it's about the money. It's about the look.
I mean, but everybody else was talking about the price.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else was talking about the price, like everybody relies,
it must have been a ring that he couldn't afford. No, we don't know that.
We don't know
she
that.
She just doesn't like
no.
it. No. Dang, I thought it was going to be a sweep, though. Vanessa, let's go. Said yes, jerk.
Everybody's texting
a little bit more to the story on, like, exactly how the ring looks and not why she really feels that
I hope we get a follow-up. I hope we get a follow-up to some degree.
Well, tell them to
give
us one.
But until then, you're a jerk.
Somebody said Vanessa's probably single. That's a messed up thing to type. That's what people say to me when they don't like my opinion.
That's right. It's like,
I'm married with four kids. Thank you.
Talk that talk, Vanessa. We'll talk to you later, too.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Somebody said, who says he couldn't afford a ring? It could be the most expensive ring, but ugly to her. Damn. Jeez.
Man,
all right.
Okay. Well, honestly, it still works out that she's not the jerk, though.
I mean, that's what the listener said.
The listener said, everybody's saying it, bro. To me, you are the jerk. I'm sorry.
She's not the only one probably listening right now who got a ring they didn't like over the holidays. It's not the first person to get a ring they didn't like.
And not the last. And I mean, cool. Hopefully you can have that open relationship, but that's something you don't necessarily do. The fact that it was around the holidays and the fact that it was just an engagement, it's like, bro, give it a little time to breathe and then go, baby, I got to talk to you. You know, I didn't want to be mean, but
so sorry.
Do you mind if we maybe change the ring out? I would love to wear a ring that I love. You know, and I love you, and I want to love my ring as much as I love you. Bong, that's what you say. Bong, right there. Ooh.
It's all about how you say it, what you say.
It's the presentation.
There you go. Oof. Not the jerk for saying you don't like the engagement ring you got on Christmas.